The following is a presentation of the Ed Boston Podcast Network.
Hi, folks, and welcome to a special edition of the Ed Boston Podcast. Tonight, what we're going to do is we're going to play a rebroadcast of an interview that took place in July of 2017. We had three contestants from that season of America's Got Talent. We called them our AGT3. That was Darcy Lynn, the winner of that year, Evie Claire, and the person whose interview is tonight, Angelica Hale. Thought I would do that because Angelica is going to be on America's Got Talent, The Champions, this week. She's such a sweet little girl, and she really is a little girl. At the time of the interview that we're going to play, she was 9 years old, and when we talk, she sounds like a nine-year-old. However, when she sings, oh my, what a voice. Enjoy this interview, and we'll see you later. Go out and do the right thing. God bless. Hi, folks. Welcome to the Ed Boston Podcast for today, and I'm so excited about this interview that we're going to share with you. Now, I know I say that about every interview, but this one is, well, it's unique. I'm going to interview and share with you a nine-year-old girl who is part of this season's America's Got Talent. She's a Golden Buzzer winner, and that's right. We have Angelica Hale with us on the show today. Before we get to the interview, I want to play her most recent performance, the one that got her the Golden Buzzer. I know you're going to enjoy it. After the performance will be our interview, and at the very end of the show we'll put something else on there that comes from Angelica. So God bless you. Enjoy today's show. Thank you for being with us.
Hi, Angelica. How are you?
I'm good.
Are you a little bit less nervous than last time or more nervous? Because now we're like only one step away from the live shows.
A little more nervous, actually, but still excited.
What are you singing for us today?
I'm going to be singing Girl on Fire by Alicia Keys.
Oh. A crowd favorite.
Well, Angelica, I wish you good luck today.
Thank you.
How funny she is.
She
I'm so blown away because you walk out and there's this, like, you know, you've got these like sneakers on and you look like this adorable little child, and then you open your mouth and it's like, how do those pipes fit in that tiny body? You are unbelievable.
Thank you.
I just feel like
Angelica, you are the chosen one.
You're amazing. You're so good.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi, Angelica. This is Ed from the Ed Boston podcast, and we're glad to have you with us today.
I'm glad to be with you, too.
You are just such a sweet young girl, and so much is happening in your life right now. Does it feel like things are just kind of spinning in a fast motion?
Well, absolutely, yes, because my AGT journey has been absolutely amazing, and of course, the journey through life has been amazing, and I've been through so much, and it's actually pretty much a miracle that I'm actually here, you know?
Right. I've been reading about that, and I see where that you do a lot of things to support Children's Miracle Network.
Yes, I do, and Children's Healthcare of Atlanta, which saved my life, too.
Well, tell us about Children's Miracle. I got a question for you. Have you ever met Miss America?
Yes, I have. I've met the 2017, 2016, 2015, yeah.
Well, so the 2017 Miss America, Savvy Shields?
Uh-huh. Yes, I have.
She's been on our show before. We've interviewed her, and we just think she's the greatest.
I do, too. She's super sweet and nice.
Yes, she is. Well, let's talk America's Got Talent. The first thing that comes to mind is you're such a young girl, but your voice doesn't sound like a young girl. How do people react when they see you sing and realize that voice is coming from such a young girl?
Well, when I start singing, I usually hear the audience go quiet because of my voice, which is actually pretty nice because I know that I've grabbed their attention. I've also noticed that after my performance, when everything is over, they all, like, you know, they want to come to me and take pictures with me. They always say, like, wow, you're so good. I'm like, thank you so much. And it's actually really amazing because I love to interact with the audience. And I just love to get to know them, you know? Interacting with the audience is part of what I do when I perform, you know?
Well, and the first song that you sang in the audition phase was Rise Up. Tell us a little bit about singing that song.
So when I sang, the reason I chose that song because it was so inspiring to everyone around this world who are going through some bad times, you know? And what this world really needs right now is kind of like that, you know? So I chose to sing that song, and I think I really loved that song. When I sang on stage, it was actually pretty cool because it really matched what was going on, you know?
And you got 4 yeses. Howie, Mel B, Heidi, and Simon all voted yes, so that was pretty
exciting. Yeah. That is super exciting. You saw me in the thing. I was jumping around so happy because I couldn't believe that was actually happening to me because, well, I never, ever thought that I was going to be on America's Got Talent. I mean, never in my wildest dreams. And then when I just got on it, it's just like, oh, my God, I can't believe this happening to me. It's like, I'm in it. And, like, it's just really amazing and awestruck. It's a dream come true.
And I bet you that the golden buzzer is something that you'll probably remember all of your life.
Of course, and I've got some memories because I got some of the golden buzzer confetti, which is pretty cool. And, you know, that'll be, like, my reputation for all my life because, well, that's one of the big things that everyone that's competing and everyone who wants to be on America's Got Talent wants, the golden buzzer. And I'm just so happy that I got it. It was super, super exciting. And just like the first one, how I was going to be on America's Got Talent, I didn't know. I never thought I would get the golden buzzer, ever. I wasn't even striving to get it. I was just, you know, trying to do my best and trying to get through, you know. But I never expected to get the golden buzzer. And you can imagine, it was such a surprise to me when I got it.
Well, and the guest judge, Chris Hardwick, is the one who pushed the buzzer.
Yes, he was. And I was just so thankful for him. He was actually really funny, and I really loved him. He's very positive and super exciting.
And the song Girl on Fire, girl, you were on fire.
Thank you so much.
It's such a big person song, it sounds like, and you sang it. I told my wife, who's sitting here beside me with the interview here, and she, I said to her, she sounds just like the original artist in that she's as mature sounding as she is.
Thank you.
Well, you get to go to the live shows now. And
yes.
No more worries about, you know, having to qualify to get there. But I imagine you're working hard preparing for the next time you sing.
Yes, it's really I'm working really hard on it because when I go to the live shows, it's actually a big step up, you know, because, well, after the live shows, it's really intense because you really want to move on and not everyone gets to move on, which is actually pretty sad. But we have to strive for the best because, well, this is your time to shine because you need to show them all you got because if you want to make it to the next round, which is the semifinals, you've got to show them all you got, you know? And I prepared a song, which is actually pretty awesome. And I'm super excited to go perform there because it's just going to be super amazing, you know?
Well, let me ask you if you've met a couple of the other contestants that we've interviewed. How about Darcy Lynn? Have you met her?
No, but I've seen her, and she's really amazing.
Yeah, we talked to her, and we talked to Evie Claire. Have you met Evie?
Yes, I have. It was super amazing when I met her. It was so nice, and she was super nice, and we just got to know each other, and it was amazing. We took pictures, and it was just awesome, you know?
Yes, and both of those girls are so sweet. It makes me so happy. Darcy got the golden buzzer, you got the golden buzzer, and Evie got four yeses. So, and I call people that have been on my show friends of the podcast, and so now I call all three of you friends of the podcast, and you're still on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And so is that one of the fun parts of being on the show, is you get to meet all these new people and performers and all that?
Yes, it's very amazing because it's just super fun to be on America's Got Talent and see everyone with such amazing talents go on there. And it's amazing to see the people that are awesome to move on. I mean, it's amazing, you know? And to see people's dreams come true is one of the things why America's Got Talent exists, which is practically amazing, and the dream comes true to everyone.
Well, everybody has a story of their life, and yours is what you said earlier. It's a miracle that you're even here. Tell us a little bit about what you went through early on in your life.
Well, when I was 4 years old, I got double pneumonia, and I went through ECMO life support for 12 days, and I was in the hospital for 80 days. So I then, my kidney stopped working, and I went on dialysis for 2 years, right?
Yeah, about a year and a half.
A year and a half, you know. And then I got my kidney transplant from my mom because she was a match, and it's an absolute miracle that she was because, you know, just because your dad and mom are, you know, part of your life and related doesn't mean that they're always going to be a match, you know? So it's really a miracle, you know? And I'm so grateful to her because she's practically my life baby, you know?
Well, that's a fact. Your parents will do that if they're able to. And you're right, it's amazing that she was actually able to be your donor. Sometimes people have to look for a long, long time to get somebody that matches up.
Yeah, it's kind of heartbreaking.
And I don't know if you know this about Evie, but her dad is real sick with cancer. And so if you believe in prayer, maybe you can say a prayer for Evie's dad.
I do believe in prayer, and I pray every night.
Well, good. And I got to talk to her dad when I interviewed her, and he's a really nice guy. I got to talk to your dad here briefly before we started. The parents, they have a tough time with these things, too, making sure their kids get where they're supposed to be and protect them through all of this stuff. Talk about your parents a little bit.
Well, my parents are super supportive, and I really love them so much because they've done so much for me to just get here. And it's amazing because I'm really lucky to have them, you know. They are part of my life, and I'm glad they support me, you know.
Well, you're very blessed to have a good supporting family, and we're just blessed that you've able to join us, and we're blessed that we get to watch you on America's Got Talent. What else do you want to tell us about what's going on in your life?
Well, next week I'm going to turn 10 years old, which is absolutely amazing. Double digits, and there's lots of performances going on with me, and it's amazing because, well, there's lots of gigs, you know. It's awesome because, well, ever since I've been in America's Got Talent, things have been blowing up, and it's amazing. I really love it, and I love interacting with all the people, meeting new people. It's amazing, and I love it so much.
And so no matter how America's Got Talent goes, you're going to be an on-demand person all over the country, aren't you?
Exactly. And even if I don't, you know, win America's Got Talent, I'm still a winner with my family and everyone else here.
Well, you're going to be a winner with a lot of people. And and a friend of mine who kind of, well, he's a little bit in the know on things that go on. He believes that you're the odds-on favorite to win the whole thing.
Oh, my gosh. That's amazing. Wow, thanks.
Well, he helps me book these interviews and things like that. And his name is Trevor Decker. So would you mind saying hello to Trevor Decker?
Of course. Hello,
okay.
Trevor Decker.
Say it again.
Hello, Trevor Decker.
That will make his day. He'll be very excited.
Yay.
Well, thank you and your father and your entire family for making you available to us today.
You're so welcome. I'm just so glad that I'm actually being interviewed by you.
Well, thank you. And I told your dad, we always end our podcasts and interviews with a word of prayer. So I'm going to pray with you now, okay?
Okay.
Father in heaven, we thank you for this day that you've given us and the new friend that we've met in Angelica. Father, it was so refreshing to hear from her little mouth that she believes in prayer and she prays every night. How refreshing that is. Thank you for the talents that you've given her, and thank you for the way she uses those talents. We thank you for the fact that she got that miracle in life, that she's still here with us. And as she gets ready to turn 10, Father, we just ask a hedge of protection to be placed around her, that you will take good care of her and help her to grow into a fine and outstanding young lady. Bless her time on America's Got Talent. Bless her family and her friends and her loved ones. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
All right, Angelica, it is, you're an alumni now of the Ed Boston podcast. You're officially a friend of the podcast.
Yay!
All right, well, maybe we'll get to talk to you again after America's Got Talent, and then you can tell us all about the rest of the season.
I will absolutely love to talk to you again. You're so nice and amazing. Thank you so much.
All right, Angelica, tell your father we said goodbye.
Okay.
Bye, Ed.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot. Y'all have a good day.
You too, James.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
What's your name?
My name is Angelica Hale.
And where are you from?
I'm from Atlanta, Georgia.
Atlanta, Georgia. How old are you?
I'm 9 years old. And I just found out that I'm going to be a big sister.
Wow! Mama!
Who do you want to be like?
I want to be the next Whitney Houston.
Wow!
I want to be a superstar.
Wow.
Wowza!
And I'm so happy to be here because, like, I've been watching your show on YouTube, and now I feel like I'm in it, and I'm, like, so, like, awesome.
And not only are you in it, you're in it to
win it.
Yeah. Woo! Wow. Clever little girl.
Go ahead, Angelica.
Okay.
Win it for yourself.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Whitney Houston.
You're broken down and tired of living life on a merry-go-round, and you can't find the fighter.
Oh, wow.
But I see it in you, so we're gonna walk it out and move mountains.
Oh my God.
We're gonna walk it out and move.
More talent right now, and don't forget to subscribe!